Welcome to Radio Hauraki's Off the Record podcast with Angelina Gray.
So on the 10th of May, we'll have the 9th studio album released by Kings of Leon, Can We Please Have Fun? And I'm joined today on two separate Zoom links by Caleb Follower, lead singer, and Jared Follower, the bass player. Kia ora, guys. Welcome to the show. How are you?
Great. How are you? Great.
Yeah, awesome. What time is it where you guys are? Or are you in two completely separate locations?
It's 3:20 p.m. in Mexico City, and Caleb and I are in different hotel rooms.
Oh.
They told us we finally made enough money. We don't have to stay in the same room.
Yeah.
So.
All right, can I first off start off by saying the brand new single, Mustang. Yes, Lemon, love it. It's so rad. Thanks, guys.
Oh, thank you. It's exciting. So,
my first thought upon hearing the song was, it took me back, it was 20 years ago this year that you played the big day out in Auckland. It was the little stage when everything felt kind of, there was that electricity in the air when you guys were first starting. It was really tangible. You could feel it. That's what I feel about this tune. It harks back to something from earlier. Do you agree with that statement?
Sure. I feel like it, the thing that that Mustang, and actually the entire album, the thing that it has that perhaps our earlier stuff had was we were just, you know, in a creative space where we kind of shut ourselves away and we weren't concerned with outside opinions or results or anything. It was all about, like, we're just going to make the album that we want to make, and we're going to fully, like, commit and not stop until we've achieved what we wanted to. So there's a little bit of a fearless creativity on this album that we had early on. That's the one thing that people are connecting with.
It's really easy to say, you get a young, hungry band starting out, they've got a new sound, then they get a taste of commercial success, marry supermodels, have a family, you know, and then that drive to create something new doesn't feel like it's there anymore. But this obviously says something completely different.
Yeah, I did all of those things that you said.
yeah, completely.
Supermodel, kids, and then you go, like, I am ready to get out of the house. So then you find your creativity again.
Okay, right.
No, it's never been in my mind, even though it may seem like it sometimes with music. But I've always been a little more attracted to the stuff that wasn't maybe a hit or a commercial or something like that. But with this album, I wasn't scared of that. I wasn't scared of success. I wasn't scared of failure. Just really not compromising and going for something and not stopping until you're finished. And if success comes with that, good. If it doesn't, it doesn't. But I have a feeling that if success comes from this, it's going to be because it is real, it's true, and it came from the depths of us. And so you can hear music from bands, and it sounds really good, and the song is put together, and it's like, yeah, this makes sense. But when you hear something that's real, and you hear something that is really passionate and comes from, like, I don't know, you know, it comes from a real space, it's going to stand out amongst everything else. And this is the proudest I've ever been of an album that we made, because I feel like we really allowed ourselves to just let loose and enjoy the process.
That's exactly what it sounds like. And you can hear, because I love the imperfect, you can hear that maybe, you know, your voice is cracking a bit, but it adds to that authenticity that you're talking about.
They say imperfection is where humanity lies.
Oh, well, on that note, let's crank up the first single from the new album just released. It's Kings of Leon, Mustang on Hauraki.
If you're free tomorrow, don't make any plans. We can go to Sylvan Park and kick over trash cans.
Brand new Kings of Leon, it's Mustang on Hauraki with Jared Follower and Caleb Follower from Kings of Leon. I'm actually really excited to hear what else is on the album. I know I woke up this morning with Mustang going round and round and round in my head, and I was thinking, for you guys, when you're recording, does that happen to you when you're recording a song? Surely you'd wake up and you'd have the verses and the melody going around and around in your head. And if so, does that get you sick of a song really quickly, or do you realize that's the mark of a great tune because it's stuck in your head?
With this album, while we were writing the songs, every song, even songs that may not have ended up making it onto the album, it was pretty painful for me because I didn't sleep very well because whatever we were working on, that was kind of in my dream. Mm. It was kind of, you know, you wake up and it's like, oh, you know, you think like, oh, it was just constant. And I would just have songs and I couldn't wait to record it to get it out of my head and move to the next thing. So yeah, these songs were etched in my brain for the entire process. And it was so refreshing after we were finished to actually hear it and go, ah, oh, good. Because when it's playing over and over in your head, it's usually the things that you're unsure about.
Right.
But when you hear it as the finished product, you go like, man, I'm so glad that we didn't give up on that. I'm excited for you to hear the rest of the album as well.
Well, I did read, I think it was in Rolling Stone magazine, you said you had the most fun. This is like the album that you had the most fun on. And with that title, Can We Please Have Fun, it suggested potentially, did that mean that the previous album wasn't as much fun?
I don't want to say that because we, you know, we worked with an amazing producer. I just feel like I wasn't in a place where I was just free, you know, free to be creative and to take risks. I was a little more calculated at times in my past. I've overthought certain things. And with this album, it was fun, but it wasn't even really about being fun. It was just relaxed. And there was a confidence that was in the studio. Even when things would be in question, I had this like calm and this peace about me because I knew it was going to be great. And I knew we weren't going to stop until it was great. So that was something that I haven't really felt maybe ever in my career. And it doesn't have anything to do with who we've worked with in the past or anything like that. I just feel like we were at a place where we knew what we wanted and we weren't going to give up until we got there.
Do you think that comes with maybe age as well and being that you're effectively over 20 years in the game now?
Yeah, you definitely learn a lot on the way and mainly just keeping out negativity. Negativity is the worst thing for art and comparisons and just stopping that, nipping it in the bud. We all talked about it before we went in, like no negativity.
I got to say, Jared, the bass line in this latest tune is rad. Are you listening to anything in particular to get inspired or was that just coming from within yourself?
It's weird. There was a lot of like universe stuff on this album. Like it's so weird. And I'm kind of a hippie now, but I try not to be, but like there were times where I would just like kind of come to almost just playing, like I would zone out and come to playing something. And I didn't write that. And yeah. I know people talk about that stuff, but it happened. But I don't know. Thank you. And the guys know I'm not the best bass player in the world, but top five, top three. Some people say two. I don't know.
He's my favorite bass player. And he's not a hippie. Come on.
I know. Some of my best friends are. All right, we're going to go into a couple more tunes for Kings of Leon before you guys join us. Going back to Because of the Times, a tune called My Party. Hold on. Tune on Hauraki, it's Be Somebody, Kings of Leon, with Jared and Caleb from Kings of Leon. Actually, guys, weirdly, I've got a real flash bottle of booze from you guys still in my kitchen from not long after that album was released. You came to New Zealand and my husband took you jet skiing.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
For some classy views.
So tell me, I've seen you guys play, you know, the little stage at the Big Day Out. I've seen you do the massive arena songs at arena shows. Tell me how you reckon this next batch of tunes is going to go down live.
You know, these songs are kind of chameleons because a lot of them started with just an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
And they still sound as strong as the recorded version on an acoustic guitar. When we play them live, you definitely go like, oh, these are different. Last night we debuted Mustang in Mexico City. It was our first time. And we put it in the set list right before Sex on Fire at the end of the set. And when we played Mustang and then we started Sex on Fire, Sex on Fire felt like a album track off of like an album that nobody cared about.
Wow.
Because it was that big of a like, whoa, this is different. I don't know if the crowd felt it the way that we did, but we were definitely looking at each other going like, man, this is, there's something that's just more inspired about this new batch of songs. And we just can't wait to get them in the set list so we can stop playing some of the old ones.
Oh, I can't wait for May. And hopefully we'll get to see you down under not too far off.
Can't wait. Yeah, we wanted to get some jet skis. So we'll be back.
We'll hook up.
Okay, well, you got it. You nailed it.
Good luck for the album.
Bye. Thank you.
Radio Hauraki's Off the Record podcast. Why not subscribe so they download automatically? And don't forget to rate us 5 stars. Thanks, mate. Find out more about this podcast and the people who make it at hauraki.co.nz.
One of the scariest things you can hear as a parent is quiet. But if you do get a little quiet time, have a listen to The Parenting Hangover. It's not scary at all.
If she thinks, man, I've had a shit Mother's Day, it's not on me. Okay, you're not my mum. That's the kids. The kids should have been best behaviour, and they chose not to, okay?
Yeah.
They chose to give you crappy presents. They chose to complain at the nice breakfast we made. I'm just there, I'm helping, but sorry, mate.
The Parenting Hangover with Clint and Jordan. New episodes every Thursday on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.